他是几年前来到阿根廷，从阿根廷来。
He received a calling from God to come over to United States, especially to San Francisco, to pray for the city, to pray for this nation.
他从神里面领受了呼召，要到特别到三藩市这个地方，为着三藩市的复兴祷告。
And then he obeyed God's calling, and he is here.
他也顺服着神的感动，就在我们的当中。
God has used his servant mightily for the past few years.
在过去的几年里面，神大用他自己的仆人。
I know one of our sisters received prayer from Pastor Victor, and her breast tumor was healed instantly. Praise the Lord, Hallelujah.
也有在我们当中有一个姊妹，她
有一个癌症
，
Hallelujah.
立时可以得到医治。
So may we come before God.And we ask God to use His servant today mightily to be His mouthpiece to preach, to heal, and to deliver. Hallelujah.
所以求神今天重用他的仆人，叫他在我们当中带出释放医治的话语。
Let's give Pastor Victor a hand and we welcome him. Hallelujah.
让我们欢迎他。
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Wong.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.Good morning to all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Is anybody happy here?
你们当中喜不喜乐?
Is that how Chinese demonstrate their happiness?
中国人的喜乐是不是这样子的?
Yeah. I come from Latin America.
我从美国的哪一边来?
And when we say we're happy, hey, we're happy!
在哪里呢?
Hallelujah!
喜的时候很高兴。
Thank you, Jesus!And we are happy this morning.
Yeah, 我们今天应该是早上是非常
Because there's somebody that has given us
因为有人
the joy of the Lord.
把神里面的喜乐赐给我们
And the joy of the Lord
这个主里面的喜乐
is our strength.
是我们的力量
I don't believe in sour Christians.
我不太相信那个愁眉苦脸的基督徒
Yeah. Holy.
以为自己很属灵
Holy, holy, holy
很圣洁
I believe in joyful Christians
我很喜欢那些充满了喜乐的基督徒
The joy of the Lord is our strength this morning
这个喜乐就是我们的力量
Well, the pastor said that I can preach all I want
那牧师说我在这里有充足的自由去讲
But he told me that all of you will be out by 12:30
但是他也告诉我你们十点半就会离开这里了
Praise God
十一点半十二点半
So he already left me the keys.
所以他我已经有那个钥匙。
So I can put the lights off and shut the door.
我可以做这个教会的关门的人。
But I promise you that we can make this a dynamic short sermon.
但是我可以答应你，这个可以成为一个非常有力的短短的信息。
Or we can make it a long and bored sermon.
也可以讲很长很长篇的一些很沉闷的道。
I don't know which one you prefer.
我不知道你们想听哪一样的道。
But in the case you want to get out by 12:30, I need your help.
但是当如果你们是12点半要离开的时候，我需要你们的帮助。
So are you going to help me?
你们会不会帮助我
？Okay, this is the way you help.
你要讲解的帮助我。
Every now and then you can say Amen.
每到什么时候你要讲一些阿门的事
？You can say Glory to God.
你可以写赞美神。
You can say Hallelujah.
你可以讲 Hallelujah.
You can say Praise Jesus.
你可以写赞美耶稣。
You can say Thank you, Lord.
你可以写谢谢耶稣。
Or you can say all of them.
你也可以讲这些东西。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
这些都是你们可以讲的。
And every now and then you can give the Lord a clap offering.
有时候你可以用夸奖的赞美神。
Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为从神里面的喜乐来的喜乐就是我们的力量。
I'm privileged this morning.
我觉得很荣幸的。
I feel honored,
真的很荣幸。
To come to this place,
在这里。
Harvest Holy Ground Church,
这个是丰收圣徒之家。
And my special thanks to Pastor David Wong,
特别为王牧师我感谢他。
To Sister Amy,
有 Amy 牧师。
To the leadership of the church,
教会里面的众牧师。
To all of you that have trusted me this pulpit this morning.
你们都相信我把这个讲台交给我。
I consider it a high honor.
我觉得是非常荣幸的事情。
And I have come to love very dearly the Chinese people.
我是心里面非常的热爱中国人。
I see your excellence.
我知道你们的好处。
I see how hard you work.
我知道你们勤努力的做人。
But most of all,
但最重要的
I see the hunger and the thirst for the Spirit of God.
我在中国人里面看见对神里面的渴慕。
And God didn't say that He will satisfy just anyone.
神没有说过他要叫我们每个人都满足。
God will not push down His blessings through your throat.
神也不会把他的恩典硬要塞给你。
Anyone that doesn't want the power of God,
如果有人不愿意得着神的。
Anyone doesn't want the blessing of God,
有人不愿意接不渴慕他的恩典的。
Anyone that doesn't want the experience of God,
有些人不希望经历神的。
God says okay.
神会不会勉强你
？If anyone just wants religion,
如果有人真的只是希望做一个基督徒
，God says, "Okay, I won't force anything."
神说也可以，我也不会勉强你。
But I don't know about you.
但我不知道你是什么。
I don't want religion.
我不单只要这个宗教里面的。
I want relationship.
我需要与神之间的关系。
I want experience with God.
我需要经历他。
I want power, God.
我需要经历他的能力。
I want dunamis, God.
我知道神的能力要充满。
I want the dynamite power of the Holy Spirit.
我需要圣灵的爆炸圣灵能力在我的里面。
That's what Jesus said.
所以主耶稣说
，You will receive power.
你们要领受能力。
You will receive dunamis.
你会领受这个爆炸圣灵的能力。
You will receive dynamite.
爆炸圣灵的能力。
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
当圣灵降临在你的身上。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Does anyone here have a Holy Spirit?
你们当中有谁是有圣灵在你们身上？
Does anyone here have a Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Are you causing some explosions?
你有没有发出爆炸声的事情？
Or is the powder wet?
或者是没有什么能力？
Anyone causing any explosion here?
在你们当中有没有这样子的热情？
Explosions of the Spirit.
灵里面的爆炸声的
blasting away the devil's work.
这个激情要这个能力要叫仇粉碎仇敌撒旦的工作
exploding in praise and worship.
在赞美敬拜里面有对神一种的热情
exploding in signs and wonders.
在那个神迹奇事上面有经历
exploding in healings and miracles.
这个能力要产生出神迹奇事
Help me a little bit now.
你们要感觉
You're getting too serious.
你们有好像有点太紧张。
Touch your neighbor and say you should be exploding.
你要跟旁边人说你要有爆炸性的激情。
If you got the spirit, you should be exploding.
如果你有圣灵在你里面，你应该有讲解的能力。
Now look at their face and say is your powder wet?
你要看着他们的面孔说你的能力好像出不来。
Is your dynamite wet?
你的那个爆炸那个炸药是不是很潮湿，没有办法？
Because you should be exploding now.
因为如果你不是乔石的话，这个爆炸的能力就会出来。
And that's what we're believing this morning.
这是我们今天所相信的。
We are believing for the explosive power of God in this place.
今天我在这里相信神有这个爆炸性的能力。
Does anyone want to receive it?
你们要不要领受？
Does anyone want to see that sickness and infirmity blast away?
你们有谁希望看见所有的那个疾病？都被爆炸性的拿去 能力拿去
Not everyone says amen
我好像没有听见每个人想
Some people may love their pain
有人可能很拥抱自己的疾病的
Some people may love their sickness
真的有人很喜欢他们的疾病
Oh you don't know how sick I am
因为他们在疾病里面觉得很可怜
And the other person says well I'm sick too
其他人说我也
有病 Yeah but you're not as sick as I am
但是我比你更病更可怜。
Oh, but I'm in treatment too.
但是那个人说，我也受到医治。
Oh, yeah, that's nothing. I went to the hospital.
但是你说，我真的常常到医院去，很长。
10 doctors saw me.
有十个医生说医治我。
And I got this bill.
你看见我的那个账单。
And I paid so much.
我要给很多的钱。
They got something to talk about.
他这样子觉得自己很可怜，就有东西可以讲。
And they want others to have pity on them.
他就希望得到人的同情。
Oh, I'm so sick.
你看着我多可怜。
One of these days, gonna die.
我常常病，有一天会死。
You should be pitying me.
你应该可怜我。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你是怎么样,
but I want any sickness, any infirmity to blast off this morning. Because we have the dunamis power. Any bondage of the devil will blast away this morning. Because you shall receive dunamis power. Hallelujah.
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 I'm glad you're helping me. Because I'm making my sermon shorter all the time now.
Hallelujah.
As Pastor said,
牧师讲,
the Lord has blessed us in Argentina. For the last 26 years, Argentina has experienced the dunamis power of God. When we talk about the gospel in Argentina, we don't think about a bored little group. We think about a powerful group of people changing society. 26 years ago, the story was different.
26年前呢,
26 years ago,
26年前,
the gospel barely made it in Argentina.
神的道刚刚才传到阿根廷那个地方,
but in the worst year, perhaps, of all history, when a crazy man dared to defy England, when the dictator that we had in power in those days
那个时候呢, 还有独裁的人在掌权,
thought that he would be more powerful than the British powers,
他以为他可以把英国拿下来,
and took back the islands.
就把那个地方呢, 那个岛呢, 拿过来,
it was a year of a lot of sadness.
哪一年很惨,
much mourning.
很多人痛苦,
10,000 soldiers lost their lives.
有10万的那个, 兵,
it was a senseless war.
因为那个打仗是很惨的仗。
And while we were having thousands of people disappearing under the torture of the dictator,
虽然有很多千千万万人在那个掌权者手下死亡,
and 10,000 mothers were weeping their sons,
有很多的母亲为他的失去的儿子,
and thousands of wives were weeping their husbands,
有千万的那个太太为着他的死去的丈夫流泪,
God was deciding another invasion.
神呢就在那个时候做另外一起的策略,
because a man of God with his wife and his daughter
因为有一个神的仆人,
would be praying in the secret place of their kitchen.
在那个厨房里面呢，跟全家一同的秘密的祷告神。
And as they prayed that night,
当他们努力的祷告的时候,
Maria, the wife of Carlos,
这个Carlos的妻子 Maria,
she would say, soon and very soon, revival is coming to Argentina.
她突然间发预言说，很快这个复兴要临到阿根廷。
In Argentina will be mine, says the Lord.
神说这个阿根廷是属于我的。
Carlos threw up his hands.
Carlos举起他的手,
and said, Lord,
说神,
I want to be a part of this.
我希望在其中有份。
And the word of prophecy came back to him,
这个话语就临到他,
saying, verily, verily,
非常奇怪的,
I will use you for the next 7 years.
奇妙的, 我要在7年里面用你。
And you will bring signs and wonders, healings and miracles to Argentina. He was not a preacher. Carlos was not a servant of God in those days. But Carlos believed the word of God. And before the end of 1982, one of his first crusades, he had 5,000 people coming to the feet of Jesus.
第一个他的聚会有5,000人信主。
The healings, the signs, and the wonders were multiple.
那个神迹其实是不可思议的。
The people delivered from demons and demonic powers were great in numbers.
人被从捆绑里面出来的是数不胜数。
In the next few years,
过去的几年,
his crusades grew up to 80,000, 90,000 people saved in one crusade.
他们的聚会有八万人带9万人的得救。
And city after city in Argentina was touched and was explosive in the dunamis power of God.
从一个城市到另外的城市，神的大能彰显。
Our home city Rosario was changed forever.
我们的城市 Rosario 的也改变，完全改变。
The history of my city can be divided between before Carlos Anacondia and after Carlos Anacondia.
我们的城市的历史可以从这个 Carlos 这个人来到我们当中，作为一个分界线。
His first requisite when he came to the city was.
他第一件事要做的，来到我们的城市。
I'm not coming to do the crusade unless the pastors come together.
他就说，我不会在这里开聚会，除非所有的牧师聚在一起。
So this motivated and provoked the unity of the pastors.
所以那个时候的牧师非常团结。
And he still has a conviction.
他里面就是有这个感动。
50% unity, 50% power.
他就说，50%的团结，50%的能力。
70% unity, 70% power.
70%的团结, 70%的能力.
But if there's 100% unity,
100%的团结,
there's 100% power.
100%的能力.
And 250 pastors came together in
1985.
In 45 days,
45天,
we saw more than 65,000 people coming to the feet of Jesus. The signs and the wonders were multiple. People would be just walking outside in the sidewalks.
And they would
feel the power of God. The buses, public buses going and coming with people in front of the crusade grounds.
那个巴士呢，在那个聚会的场地上前面走的时候呢，
the people inside the bus that had demon oppression or were demon possessed,
在巴士里面受邪灵捆绑的人，
as they passed by the crusade grounds,
当他们经过这个聚会的门，
they would start manifesting demons.
他们就会彰显那个邪灵出来。
And the bus drivers got so used to that,
那个巴士的司机啊，觉得已经是很平常的事情。
They would just hit the brakes.
他们就会慢慢的把那个刹机的地方踩下去。
Call the ushers of the crusade.
就叫里面聚会的那些的人来。
And have these people taken to the deliverance tent.
叫他们把那个巴士上的那个有鬼附的人进到里面。
And nothing said, just continued their trip.
然后他就继续走了。
That deliverance tent had a capacity of 1,500 people.
那个地方呢，可以容纳一万五千人。
Each night we saw hundreds of people delivered at the deliverance tent.
每一天晚上，我们都看见有超过100人的得着那个释放。
But one particular night,
但是有一天晚上，
it's something that we will never forget.
是我们永远不会忘记的。
We heard from the deliverance tent like if it were bumbling bees.
我们看见那个房间里面好像有一种蜜蜂的嗡嗡的叫声出来。
The noise was so loud.
那个声音非常的大。
We had more than 10,000 people or 15,000 people in front of us.
我们在前面有15,000人在前面。
But the noise was so loud back there.
但是那个声音是那么大。
That together with the pastors, we went to see what happened.
我们就跟牧师一群去看看这个是什么事情。When we
opened up the tent flap,
所以我们打开那个门的时候呢,
we saw the tent in full capacity, 1,500 people packing the tent.
我们看见那个帐篷里面呢，有一千五百人在里面。
They were all manifesting demons and being delivered all at the same time.
他们都一同的。 被鬼附的要得到释放，一同的被释放。
And that night,
哪一天晚上，
we were remembered of Luke chapter 10.
我们就记得路加福音第10章。
When the Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
I saw Satan falling from heaven like lightning.
我从前看见仇敌撒旦从天上堕落。
And we knew that from that night, Satan had been dethroned.
我们就知道哪一天仇敌撒旦真的好像从天上掉下来一样。
And the city changed forever for the glory of God.
然后那个城市为着神的荣耀。
Hallelujah.
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 Somebody praise the Lord today.
所以今天我们也感谢神。
But I have come with good news.
我有一个好消息告诉你们。
It is not something that's part only of the past.
不是以前的好笑时。
Limited only to Argentina.
只是在阿根廷那里才有的好笑时。
Because we're believing in 2008.
因为我们相信在2008年。
History will change forever in San Francisco and the Bay Area.
三藩市的在一个湾区的历史也要从此改变。
We are believing that San Jose's history will be changed forever.
我们相信 San Jose 的历史也要改变。Amen.
You believe for San Francisco.
你们相信三藩市。
You should believe for San Jose.
那是你们也要相信 San Jose 要改变。
We are believing that Chinese people will be changed forever in 2008.
我们相信中华民族在2008年内会完全被改变。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I got good news for pastors and leadership.
我有一些好消息从不同的教会。
The man of God, Carlos Anacondia,
这个 Carl 这个传道人
will be sharing one day in this month of August.
我们相信他在八月份里面有一天会在我们当中
Here in San Francisco.
就在三藩市。
The meeting is only for pastors and leaders.
但是那个聚会只是邀请牧师去。
But I came with a special invitation.
但是我有一个特别的请帖。
That I will leave in hands of Pastor David.
我就放在王牧师手中。
Hallelujah. And if you would, if you can help us with the Chinese pastors and leaders, you can share this. Praise the name of the Lord.
可以教聚一些华人里面的。
Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord this morning.
Hallelujah. 今天我们要赞美神。
Isaiah chapter 43, please.
以赛亚书43章。
Is anybody still happy?
你们是不是快乐？
Are you expecting good things from God?
你们是不是在神里面等候着好事情？
Oh, hallelujah. I am expecting amazing things.
今天我是等候着好事情发生。
We have a God that is awesome.
我们有一个奇妙的上帝。
Awesome God.
奇妙全能的上帝。
Awesome God.
可畏的上帝。
I said awesome God.
非常奇妙的。
I like that combination. Hallelujah.
Yeah, 我真的很喜欢。
Can you help me a little bit?
你们要帮助我一同来。
Can you say awesome God?
我们一听要讲 awesome God.
Because he fills us with awe.
因为他用奇妙的能力来充满我们。
And I like the English word.
我很喜欢英文这个字。
You know where that awesome came from?
你知道那个 awesome 这个字的那个字根怎么来？
Because when English people look at something that surprises them,
因为当美国人呢看见有些事情是很奇妙的，他们就会说这个 awesome 的 awe。
So.They didn't have to think about it too much.
所以他不需要想很多。
Awesome.
Awesome. 就是 没有话说。
Something that fills you with awe.
就是充满着这个惊奇的那个。
Isn't it marvelous?
是不是很奇妙?
That we have a God that doesn't bore us down.
我们有一个不会叫我们沉闷的上帝。
Same old, same old, same old.
如果他从远千篇一律，律律的不变。
Always the same.
永远都是节目是简单。
No. We have a God.
我们的神不是这样子的。
That is awesome.
他是非常的奇妙。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm so excited.
我非常的兴奋，兴奋。
Hallelujah. Are you excited?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Good. I like that. Hallelujah.Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书43章。
I'd like to share within the next 20 minutes.
在要来的20分钟我也跟你分享。
A prophetic word for you.
一些先知性的话语。
I was praying and seeking the Lord all these days.
在这些日子里面我寻求神。
And I was coming with something that I thought was led of the Spirit.
我觉得里面是圣灵感动我。
But all of a sudden the Lord changed what I had prepared.
但是呢，神特意今天把我的话题呢跟你们分享呢改了。
And he showed me some things that I'd like to share with you this morning.
所以今天早上我要跟你们分享一些另外一个话题。
Because what we are experiencing this year,
因为今年我们要经过的
will in fact never happen again in history.
就在历史上面不会再重演的，不会再发生。
We are in the year 2008.
在2008年里面。
So this is the eighth year of the third millennium.
就是一个千禧年的第八个年头。
But just now, we are in the eighth month of the eighth year.
但是今天我们也是在第八个月的，在八年里面的第八个月。
And in only a few days,
在几天之后
We will live the eighth year of the eighth month of the eighth year.
我们就会活到那个八年里面的八个月的第八天。
And to be honest with you,
我要很坦白地告诉你们。
I thought, well, this will repeat itself in 1,000 years.
我们一千年之后可以重演。
But sincerely,
但是我可以告诉你。
I don't think the human race will make it like this for 1,000 more years.
我相信人类可能也没有办法活到一千年之久。
I am convinced.
我里面觉得
that the Lord Jesus is coming.
神会再来。
2,000 years, he said soon.
两千年他说很快会再来。
But I can tell you today, it's very, very, very soon.
今天我们真的可以讲他要来的时间非常的短。
So I think this is something historic.
我觉得这个日子是很特别的。
The prophetic meaning of number eight.
因为在先知信里面讲到第八这个号码。
I mean, not only what we think about it,
不是但我们所想的
but what the Hebrew tradition says about it.
乃是那个希伯来文里面的那个原文一直都讲解有个
风俗。And this also has to do with the dunamis power of God.
也对神的大能有关系的。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18.
以赛亚书第43章第18节
And 19.
19节
If you found it, say amen.
18, 19. Amen.
It says, forget the former things, do not dwell in the past.
耶和华如此说，你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。
See, I am doing a new thing.
看来我要做一件新的事。
I like this. It says, see, or behold, I am doing a new thing.
他说看啊，我要做一件新事。
Everybody say with me a new thing.
运动跟我们讲新事。
So now it springs up. You did not, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland.
如今要发现，你们岂不知道么？我不要在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
Let's bow to pray over the word of God.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Father God, we give you praise.
亲爱的主，我们赞美你。
Father God, we give you thanks this morning.
我们赞美你今天早上。
That you make all things new.
你要叫今天里面行新事。
That you have plans for new things.
你有对新的事有一个计划。
Thank you, Lord, for this new year.
为着这个新的年头，我们赞美你。
Thank you, Lord, for this new millennium.
为着这个新的千禧年，我们赞美你。
And thank you, Lord, for this new month.
为着这个新的月，我们要感谢你。
Father God, we embrace the newness of God this morning.
天父，我们今天拥抱着你要做的新事。
We let go the former things.
我们不要往往的想做以前的事情。
We let go the old things.
我们放去从前过去的历史。
And we embrace the newness.
我们要拥抱新来那要来的事情。
Let us have the rhema word.
让我们真的在那个话里面得着那个灵。
Let us have the revelation for right now.
有这个启示在我们里面显现。
Let us have the logos.
让我们有一种的属灵里面的那个新的看见。
Let us have the logic of God.
让我们看有神的细想。
Let us have the mind of God this morning.
让我们可的心里面可以明白有神的心。
In this we pray, Father.
主啊，我们这样去祷告。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
And the people of God says,
神儿你们讲
the prophetic meaning of number eight.
这个第八号这一个的限制性的话。
And I had to go back and do some research in the Hebrew.
所以我就做一些希伯来文里面的那个参考。
Because we just read that Isaiah says, I am about to do a new thing.
那么刚才以赛亚里面神对以赛亚讲我要做一件新的事。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has not stopped creating.
神从来没有停止他的创造。
It's not that he finished with the work of creation.
不是他创造完了之后。
Many people want to say that,
有很多人以为他就不做什么事情了。
But they forget, if you stop God's creativity, then God has to stop.
如果神，除非神停止，不然他的创造永远不停止的。
God says, I'm doing a new thing.
所以神说我要做新的事情。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I like new things.
我不知道你是怎么样，但是我很喜欢新的事情。
I don't know about you, maybe ladies here.
可能有些人很喜欢旧的事情。
Old clothes wear out.
很多人喜欢 穿旧的衣服。
Fashions pass.
啊，但是时尚都会改变过去。
And we need new clothes, new things.
我们要在那个时代里面一直不断的需要寻求的。
Old cars were out.
这旧的车子慢慢也过去了。
We need new cars.
我们需要新的车子。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes relationships wear out.
有时候那个关系呢会慢慢的久了。
We need those relationships to be renewed.
我们需要那个关系再一次被更新。
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
God wants to do a new thing.
神要做一件新事。
In family life.
在家庭里面。
In marriage.
在夫妻里面。
God wants to do a new thing.
神要做一件新事。
He wants to give you a new husband.
神要叫你有一个新的丈夫。
Not a different one.
不是不一样的新，不，不是那个另外一个丈夫。
Don't give me that Chinese look.
不要给我这个中国人的眼光。
Not a new one.
不是另外一个老公。
I mean, not a different one.
不是一个新的，不是一个另外一个的丈夫。
He wants to make new the one you got.
乃是你的丈夫，他要把他变成一个新造的人。Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That amen didn't convince me.
只有一个人说阿门，所以其他人。
God wants to give you a new wife.
神要赐给你一个新造的妻子。
Not a different one.
不是另外一个妻子。
He wants to make new the one you got.
乃是叫你的妻子要成为一个新的。
Are you understanding me?
你听清楚没有？
Now don't get out of here.
不要走去。
Saying Pastor Bianco just taught me a new thing.
就告诉我，Bianco 告诉我一件新事情。
I'm getting a new wife.
他说我要有一个新的丈夫，新的妻子。
No, not a different one.
不是另外一个。
So if you got your husband, your wife right there.
所以如果你的丈夫妻子坐在你旁边。
Just turn to them and say, you got to be renewed now.
你就告诉他，你今天要改变，要变成新的。
Amen. Because the Bible says,
因为圣经说,
in the book of Hebrews,
在希伯来书里面,
that whatever is old,
因为哪些过去的旧的事情,
is about to die and pass away.
都要过去了。Amen.
So, if you do not want to die and pass away,
所以如果你不愿意的跟着他一同的被过去,
you better get renewed.
淘汰, 你就要更新。
Turn to the person next to you. Help me a little bit.
对你旁边人说,
If you don't want to die and pass away,
如果你不愿意一同的避过去,
get renewed.
你就要,
Because God is saying, I am doing a new thing.
因为神说我要做一件新的事情。
I am doing a new thing.
我是要做一件新事。
Number 8 in the Bible.
八这个号码。
In the Hebrew tradition,
在希伯来文里面
The number eight is Shemoni.
就是那个 Shemoni, 就是那个字。
Now, Shemoni means to make fat.
哦，那个，这个字的意思就是要叫它丰富。
Don't look at me now.
要很肥，肥胖的，好像丰富。
It doesn't mean this kind of fat.
哦，那个丰富不是好像是，不是胖的丰富，胖的丰富。
But fat is synonymous for abundance.
乃是一种的丰收、丰富的、丰盛的。
Now, why do we get fat these days?
所以为什么我们今天会胖起来？
Because human bodies were designed to hunt, were designed to go every day after their food. Human, yeah.
因为人的那个人的身体是每天去寻求那个食物的。
So many years ago, centuries ago, human beings didn't have food every day.
So, 很久很久以前呢，人呢就是没有很多东西给他吃的。
So whenever they hunted and they hunted this, I don't know the mammoths or whatever they hunted.
所以他们要花很多的力气去猎捕他的食物。
They said, "Hey, let's eat now."
好，猎住之后才可以有的吃。
And the body said, "We have to reserve makeup."We have to make a deposit for the times that we don't have.
所以那个身体就要告诉我们说，我们要积存一些的那个东西，不然有没有东西吃的时候，我们没办法。
So the body converted that into fat.
所以我们的身体就把所有的要吃的东西都要储藏起来，一些成为我们的。
The problem is.
这个问题是
that my body
我的身体
doesn't realize
不知道。
that we get food every day here.
今天我们不需要打猎也可以吃的。
So it just keeps piling up.
所以只是一直在吃吃吃，都是在储藏。
But in fact, it means abundance.
但其实那个肥呢，那个就是在原文里面就讲到那个丰富。
To cover with fat in the Hebrew tradition.
在那个希伯来的那个风俗里面，如果是被肥油包住的
，means that it's super abundant，
这表示是非常的丰富。
So what happens to the cows？
所以这个牛
，in lean times，
在他们很瘦的时候
，very little food，
很小东西吃
，skinny cows，
这是瘦的牛
，lean cows，
瘦的牛。
A lot of food, a lot of grass.
很多草吃，很好丰富。
Covered with fat.
它都是肥牛。
Now, don't keep looking at me like that.
不要单看着我。
God's not gonna make you fat like this.
神不会叫你好像我这样。
I'm telling you, this took a lot of years.
我这样子变成这样子是经过很多年的。
Took a lot of investment.
已经投资了很多。
But what God is saying for this year,
但神对今年所讲的话
is to prepare for this number eight.
就是我们要预备这个第八的号码的灵异。
And I have come this morning,
我今天早上到这里
to prophetically decree,
就是用先知性的话语对你们宣告
in this eighth month of the eighth year,
在这第八年的第八个月的里面
that superabundance is coming to you in the name of Jesus.
有一个丰收要从主基督那里来。
Hallelujah.
哪里来？
That superabundance is coming to you in the name of Jesus.
这个丰收要从神哪里来？
So everybody say with me, superabundance.
所以每个人讲 superabundance.
I know that finances have grown sour a little bit.
我知道那个经济最近不好。
But God has promised that this year will be different for us.
但是神应许我们今年是不一样的。
The Bible says that 10,000 at your right hand will come down.
圣经里面讲到千万人扑倒在你的旁边
and a thousand at your left
yeah, 有在右边也要扑倒
but that it will not come nigh you
但是这一切的灾祸不会临到你
I said it will not come nigh you
也不会临近你
that means that you will be the exception
因为你是特别特殊的
even in the midst of the crisis
就在这个整个的动乱的里面
we can trust the word of the Lord
我们仍然可以相信神的话
And I don't care what the world says.
我不论世界怎么讲。
I don't care what economists say.
我也不论那些经济学家怎么讲。
I don't care what statistics say.
所有的数学怎么算出来。
I care what the word says.
我相信的是神的话。
And the word says.
神的话说。
That he is my provider.
他是我们的供应者。
That he is Jehovah Jireh.
他是我们的耶和华。
The word says that he is El Shaddai.
他是全能者。
The God that is more than enough.
神是供应我们的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the word says that this number eight is the one that is to bring to my life a super abundant harvest.
这个神，这个第八个八个号码，第八个字里面的灵意，就是神要把丰盛带到我们的生命里面。
Shemone.
Shemone.
I want everybody to say Shemone.
每个人讲 Shemone.
As a particle, it means one who abounds in strength.
如果我们要解释的时候，这是一个被能力所围绕着的人。
One who abounds in strength，
一个充满了能力的人。
Not somebody that drags himself around，
他不是拖着自己走的。
Not somebody that wants to sleep all day，
不是常常要睡觉的。
But somebody that abounds in strength，
那是一个非常充满能力的。
Hallelujah，
Hallelujah。
Somebody that takes the strength of the Lord.
如果有神的能力在他的身上。
I don't know if anyone wants to be strong in this place.
我不知道在这里有人是多强壮。
But in Revelation,
但在启示的里面
Jesus says,
启示录里面主耶稣讲
that the rewards are only for those that overcome.
那些奖赏都是为着得胜者。
Seven times he says to the churches in Asia,
次次他对他的教会讲
He,Who overcomes will receive a reward.
那得胜的就会得着。
He who overcomes.
得胜的。
And to be able to overcome, you need to be strong.
如果你要做得胜者，你一定要强壮。
Anyone wants to be strong this morning?
你们今天早上要不要做强壮？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a year of strength.
今年是能力的年。
Praise the name of the Lord.
赞美神。
As a numerical, it means super, it's a superabundant number.
是一个充满能力的字眼。
And number seven was called the number of completion and rest.
我们知道第七就是完全的数目。
Because God, quote unquote, rested on the seventh day.
也在第七天里面呢，神安息，所以七也是安息的号码。
And he didn't rest because he was tired.
他不是因为他很累了，所以他要休息。
Because God wasn't tired on the seventh day.
因为神在第七天里面没有什么的疲劳。
He wasn't saying, oh, I'm exhausted.
他比如说第六天他很累了，他要睡。
I have to say, let the light be. I have to say, let the earth. I have to say so many things. I'm tired.
因为在六天里面，我们创造这个宇宙，我很累。
It's that he laid down a principle.
他只是告诉我们一个原则。
For us to be blessed and respect.
我们需要领受神的恩典的时候。
Hallelujah. So number seven is the number of God.
就是第七这个安息进入他的安息跟这个祝福。
But number eight.
但是第八的
is.One more than seven.
就是七之后的一个号码。
Are you still there? Number eight is better than number seven.
所以第八其实比第七更有能力。
Because it's seven plus one.
因为是七加一。
It's a number associated with resurrection.
这个第八呢，就是有跟那个复活有关系。
Regeneration.
一个重生有关系。
In the beginning of a new era or order.
一个新的时间要开始。
Number eight
第八
is the number for new beginnings.
都是新的开始。
Everybody say with me, new beginnings.
每个人讲新的开始。
Now, I just discovered something very powerful in number eight.
我觉得第八这个字真的很有能力的。
The Bible says in 2 Peter 2:5,
在彼得后书第二章第五节
that Noah was the eighth person.
他说那个挪亚。
So, number eight is number seven plus one.
挪亚家里面有八个人。
Which means God plus one.
就是第七跟一就是神加着一个人。
Number eight is marvelous because it represents salvation for your family members.
所以第八也是代表着你家里面的救恩。
It was Noah plus his wife plus his children plus his in-laws, whatever.
就是挪亚七个加上他一个人加上其他七个人，七个下属。
So, I'm believing that in 2008,
所以我相信2008年
，an anointing will be released for the salvation of your family members.
有一种的家庭里面的救赎的恩膏会临到你们的家庭。
And let me tell you that Noah, the Bible says, was the just one.
圣经里面讲到挪亚是一个。公义的人
Noah was highly favored in the eyes of the Lord.
在神里面是蒙喜悦的。
He is called the eighth person.
他就是说的第八个人。
Because it was seven plus Noah.
就是七加一，就是那个挪亚。
Seven God plus Noah eight.
七就是神的数目加上挪亚。
But let me tell you that Noah was not the only eighth person.
但是我告诉你，挪亚不是单单唯一，他是八个人。
Because if you surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ,
当你真的奉献投降在神的面前
，and now you have the indwelling of God the Father in you,
也有神的灵住在你的里面
，and Jesus Christ is in you,
主耶稣在你的里面
，and the Holy Spirit has come to your life,
圣灵在你的生活里面
，now the number seven is in you,
这个七已经在你里面
，and number seven, God,
这个就是神
，plus one, you.
下去那个一就是你
makes number eight
就是第八
so now you are the eighth person
所以现在你就是第八个人
turn to your neighbor and say nice to meet the eighth person
你就跟你的旁边说
you are the eighth person
你就是第八个人
you are the eighth person
你就是第八个人
so the eighth person gets all his family members saved
其实就是第八个人就是讲到他的全家
That's why Acts 16 says
所以在使徒行传第十六章
believe in the Lord Jesus Christ
但主耶稣
and you and your family will be saved.
你们相信主耶稣，你和你的全家都要得救。
Sorry, I misquoted. Tell them I misquoted.
刚才我选错了。
It's not only you and your family.
不是你跟你的全家。
It says you and your household.
那是你跟你的全家。
And Pastor David, as a scholar, knows.
Yeah, 因为王牧师是那个读神学的，他知道。
That household in the Greek is oikos.
Yeah, oikos 就是在希腊文里面的讲到家，全家。
And oikos is not only limited to your immediate family members.
这个 oikos 呢，不是讲到就是你自己的旁边最亲的那个家那个圈子。
But you must know well that oikos is all your area of influence.
就是你旁边所有的亲戚朋友都是其实都是你的。
So yes, it's those that live under your roof.
就差不多是在你的那个房顶留下面的都是你的。
That's oikos.
这个是你的家。
But oikos is also your neighbors.
但是你的邻居也可以成为你的 oikos.
And oikos is also your workmates.
你跟你的朋友在公司上班的都是可以做你的。
And every person you come in contact with because you have some influence.
就是你每个遇见的碰见你有影响力到的地方。
And God says, I'll give you a promise.
神说我有一个应许给你。
If you dare to believe,
如果你相信我
I'll save every person that you come in contact with.
我就叫你跟所有你所碰见的人都要得救。Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. Do you dare to believe today?
你今天要相信
that in this eighth year,
在第八年的里面
in this eighth month,
在第八个月的里面
you,
你
and your oikos,
跟你的全家
you,
你跟你的全家第八个人
you the eighth person
我们是第八个人
will have your oikos saved
就有我们的全家得救
can you believe
你可不可以有这样的信心
this eighth year
在这个第八年里面
this eighth month
在这个八个月的里面
the year and the month of new beginnings
这个年跟月都是讲到新的开始
that there will be new birth
有一个新的重生
because God is saying
因为神说
I am doing a new thing
我要做一件新事
Number eight.
第八
In the Bible.
在圣经里面
Genesis 17.
创世纪实际上
God gave his servant Abraham a covenant.
神给亚伯拉罕一个的立个约
Now, a covenant was supposed to be kept between two persons.
那个立约的就是表示两个人的
So God says, I'll do my part.
所以神说我要做一些事情
And Abraham, you do your part.
亚伯拉罕你也要做你的一份
And covenants in the Old Testament were sealed with blood.
在旧约里面呢，约是用血来立的。
And they used to slit their wrist, and they used to have their blood flow from one wrist to the other.
他们呢就会把他那个手腕要各自流血，你跟我的血都是连在一起。
So old friends would say, "My blood is flowing in your bloodstream, and your bloodstream is flowing with my blood."
所以立约的人就说，我的血在里面，你里面，你的血也在我里面。
So how was God going to slit his wrist?
我也不知道神怎么去叫他的手流血。
It was a covenant of blood.
是用血立的。
And he did it.He said, Abraham, I want you to prepare a sacrifice for me.
他说亚伯拉罕我要你预备一个
And he did.
一个祭给我
And,
献祭
And it was all prepared. There was like a path that was all covered with blood.
Yeah, 他亚伯拉罕就预备了整条那个每一块肉都很有血
And the friends are supposed, to walk together through that path.
那个朋友立约的人就一同的走过去。
And that indicated that covenant would be sealed.
就代表这个血印就是那个约会被盖上印。
And the Bible says that he saw like a flaming torch, like a flaming furnace walking that path.
所以圣经里面描述到亚伯拉罕看见好像有火从那个肉块上经过。
So God was saying, Abraham, I'm walking, I'm going to keep this covenant with you.
所以早上神说我跟你一同同行经过这些雪我与你立约
But something else happened
但是有些事情另外一个事情发生
Jesus came in the form of human of humanity
主耶稣也道成肉身
And God became flesh
神道成肉身
And that God becoming flesh went to the cross of Calvary
他也在十字架上流血
And not only did he slit his wrist
他不是单单割那个手腕
But his hands and his feet were nailed to the cross.
乃是他的手脚都钉在十字架上。
And finally, he poured all his blood.
他把所有的血流。
As the sealing of the covenant.
就是跟我们立的血约。
But God says something special.
神讲了很多
话。Hallelujah. Humanity has God's blood flowing through those who believe in Jesus. Amen.
就是如果你信耶稣的，这个血就流在你的里面。
I don't know if you get this figure, but humanity has God's blood flowing through those who believe. Only those who believe.
你们信神的人就有主的血流在我们的里面。
And God,
神自己
has quote unquote human blood flowing through His veins.
神里面也有人的血流在里面。
Did you know that? You don't have to say amen. Let me explain.
解释一下。
Because Jesus forever became identified with a human body.
因为主耶稣在永恒里面也有人的样式。
Jesus today is in heaven at the right hand of God.
今天主坐在那个神的右边。
He doesn't look like a Martian.
他不是好像火圣人一样的。
He doesn't have the body of E.T.
他也没有外圣人的样子的模样。
He doesn't look like from outer space.
他不是一个外星人的模样。
Jesus has a human glorified body.
他是一个荣耀的人的样式。
So, did he keep his covenant?
所以他真的保守他的约。
But God says something to Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕讲。
As a sign of the covenant.
这是一个立约的印记。
On the eighth day.
第八天。
I want you to do something.
我要你做一件事情。
I want you to cut a piece that I want you to cut.
我要你去做受割礼。
And this will be the sign of the covenant.
这样子呢，就是代表我们立的约。
You cut what I tell you to cut.
你就受那个割礼。
And you cut in the day I tell you to cut.
在第八天你要受这个割礼。
So on the eighth day, circumcision was practiced.
所以第八天的时候呢，隔离就行了。
And without going into all the physical aspects,
不要讲太多。
The Bible says in Romans 2 that the circumcision is that of the heart.
在罗马书第二章里面讲到，这个隔离是心里面的隔离。
Because on the eighth day,
因为在第八天的里面
was when and is today when the most amount of vitamin E flows in the body.
因为第八天人体里面的维他命 E 呢，就是最多的在身体里面。
And that vitamin E is for the quick healing of the wounds.
所以第八天小孩子你割胎的时候呢，他就很快的复原。
So God told Abraham on the eighth day, I want you to perform circumcision.
所以神说第八天你要叫你的孩子
which means On the eighth day, you are to cut the pieces that I tell you to cut.
所以就讲到在灵里面第八天我们要割去神要我们过去的东西。
But God is harmless. But God is harmless.
但是神呢是很慈爱的没有不是要。
What's the difference of this little piece?
我们跟神说这一点点的过去有什么关系呢
And this is painful, God.
神啊，我过去这个东西很痛苦。
We don't have anesthesia in these days.
这个就业的时候呢，没有这个止痛饼。
But God says, if you cut when I tell you to cut,
但神说，如果你过去，我要你受过去的。
The pain will be less, and the healing will come quickly.
如果你在那个第八天里面过去的时候呢，就会有好的复原。
That's why I believe this year is the year of renewing our covenant relationship with God.
所以今年第八年呢，其实就是我们跟神在一起的立约之年呢。
And God says, let us walk in covenant.
神说我们要走过这条立约的路。
But in order to do that,
但是如果我们要做得到。
You'll have to do some cutting away with the pieces I told you to cut away.
你们一定要受割礼。要割去神所不喜。
God, but this gossip is harmless.
但是我们跟神说，其实小小的是非没有所谓吧。
And this thing is so harmless, God.
这小小的事情嘛。
This little sin.
小小的罪。
This little sin won't send me to hell.
小小的软弱不会叫我下地狱了。
God, I better put it off for later.
可能以后慢慢再说吧。
Because I like it so much now.
因为我很习惯这样子。
I can't let it go on the eighth day.
在第八天我很难放弃。
I gotta enjoy a little bit more.
我可能睡要享受多一下。
So I'll enjoy my sin a little bit more, God.
享受多一下吧。
Yeah, I'm convicted. I'll put it off later.
有一天我会放弃。
But God says, you know what?
但神说
If you do that,
如果你是这样子做的话
you're gonna suffer more.
你就会很痛苦。
The healing will take more time in the future.
因为他将来呢就很难医治的好了。
So God is saying this eighth year,
所以神说第八年
this eighth month,
第八个月
is a month that I really want to be in covenant with you.
就是我非常希望跟你立约的。
But God says, let there be a sign between us.
这样有当我们当中有一个的印记。
That when I tell you,
当我告诉你的时候
you obey me.
你就顺服我。
You'll be quick.
你很快地顺服我。
That's why it says, if you hear the word of the Lord today,
所以圣经里面讲，你今天若听见神的话，
do not harden your heart.
不要硬着心。
Today is the day of salvation.
因为今天就是拯救的日子。
So don't put it off for tomorrow.
不要等到明天。
If God is saying, hey, this thing, I want it out of your life,
如果神说今天这些东西要离开的，
God is saying, today is the day of circumcision.
今天就是受割礼的日子。
But this is going to do you so much good.
是对你很好的。
Yes, there's a lot of pain in the beginning.
虽然有很大的痛苦。
But it feels so good when it quits hurting.
但是好的时候会很快。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe God's telling you, you know what? I want you to deal with some of the stuff you've been keeping.
所以神要把我们心里面的秘密一一地翻开。
Just touch your neighbor and say, the Lord's talking to you. He knows he's talking to you. You know what he's talking to. Help me a little bit.
你们要跟你的朋友说，神是对你说话现在。
Tell the person next to you, don't look so religious. You know what he's talking about.
Yeah, 不需要很虔诚的样子，你知道他讲什么。
Is anybody happy still this morning?
我们是不是很喜乐？
Hallelujah.
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 Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let me finish with this. Say number eight.
最后我要讲第八。
Number eight is the number of resurrection.
就是复活的号码。
Christ rose from the day. Hear this.
圣经里面讲到主在第八天。
The first day of the week.
七日头一天。
Can you hear this? When was it? The first day of the week. So a week, 7 days had passed.
就是七天第七天已经过去的第八天这头一天的。
But it was a new week.
是一个新的一个
It's a new era.
一个新的时代开始。
It's a new order.
一个新的律例。
Resurrection time.
复活的时候。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Has anything in your life died?
在你的生活里面是不是有些东西已经死去了？
Does it look like your finances are dying?
你的经济是不是越来越死去？
Does it look like your health is dying?
你的健康？
Your strength is dying?
你的力量？
Does it look like a relationship is dying?
你的夫妻的关系？
You need the resurrection power.
今天我们需要这个复活的。
Son of man.
所以这个人。
Son of man, he said to Ezekiel. Son of man.
人子对以斯帖说。
Prophesy to the dry bones.
你要对骸骨发预言。
But first he asks, son of man.
但他说人子啊。
I got a question for you.
我有一个问题。
Will this valley of bones live?
这个骸骨这个平原的骸骨可不可以活？
Thank God for Ezekiel.
以斯帖很聪明。
Because you and me.
因为你跟我呢。
Looking objectively.
望着这个骸骨呢。
A pile of dry bones.
一大堆的骨头。
Victor, will this pile of bones live?
如果你问我这个骸骨会复活。
I said, honestly, no way, Lord.
如果真实讲我觉得没有可能。
But I like Ezekiel.
但以斯帖不是这样子的。
Lord,
他说
you know,
你知道啊。
Nice. I like that.God said, yeah, right answer.
神都说你讲的。
Yeah, so now prophesy to the dry bones.
所以那现在你要去对那个骸骨发预言。
He could have said, well, but they're dry, there's nothing.
他可以讲，但是他的骸骨已经枯干了。
But he prophesied.
但是他就对着骸骨。
And as he prophesied,
当他发预言的时候
,things started happening.
事情就发生。
Prophesy again.
再发预言
，more things happened，
更多的事情发生。
Keep prophesying，
继续的发预言
，and more things happen，
更多的事情发预言。
You know what？
你知道为什么
？Maybe you're facing a valley of dry bones。
可能你真的面对着一些骸骨在生命里面。
And now you're asking the Lord，
你就问神说
，Lord，
神啊
，Will this thing come back to life？
这些事情会不会改变
？But God is saying to you，
神就问你
，prophesy，
你要去发言
prophesy,
发预言
speak the word,
发预言
speak the word,
讲神的话
don't speak to God about your mountain,
不要对神埋怨你的山
speak to your mountain about God,
对这个山讲到你的神
hallelujah, because this is the year of resurrection,
今年是复活的年
can you say amen,
amen,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
transfiguration,
还要改变
showing forth the glory of God,
将神的荣耀彰显。
God will show forth His glory.
神要彰显他的能力。
And just one more thing.
最后。
There are eight songs in the New Testament.
在新约里面有八首的歌。
Eight songs in the New Testament.
在新约里面有八首的歌。
And as I say this, let the praise and worship team come and help me.
我讲的时候，那个赞美敬拜可以，团可以帮我一下。
God is saying something.
神说。
I'm about to renew the praise and worship in your life.
我要在你的生命里面恢复这个赞美敬拜的灵。
This year, the eighth year of the third millennium.
今年第八年，这个在千年里面的
第八年头。The eighth month of the eighth year.
第八个月的。
I'm prophesying this morning.
我今天早上发预言。
There will be a new song in your life.
有新的歌要在你的生命。
God will renew the praise and worship.
神要再去重新你里面的更新你们的赞美敬拜的灵。
Hallelujah.
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 Now look at this.
你要看。
The musical scale has eight notes.
在音乐里面有八个音谱。
That's why it's called an octave.
就是一个 octave.
Right?
八哦一个度啊。
And after the first octave comes a new octave.
所以八度之后有更高的八度。
God is saying, I'm about to put a new song in your heart.
神说我要放一个新歌在你
里面。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to give me a new song.
我要你给我一个新的歌。
I'll give you new things to sing about.
我要给你新的事情要去歌唱。
Praise the name of the Lord.
赞美神。
Praise Jesus.
赞美耶稣。
Would you stand to your feet, please?
我们可以起来吧。
If somebody can help me in the keyboard.Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up with me and say, thank you, Lord.
感谢上帝。
Say it loud. Say, thank you, Lord.
我们大声地说，感谢神。
I receive
我领受
the prophetic anointing
一个启示性的这话语
in this eighth year.
在第八年的里面
You are doing a new thing.
你要在我的生命里面做新的事情。
I receive it.
我领受。
I receive
我领受
the life of God.
主的生命。
I receive the abundance of God.
我要领受主的丰富。
I receive the salvation.
我要领受神的救恩。
Of my family members.
为我的全家。
I receive.
我领受。
The resurrection power.
那个复活的大能。
Of this eighth year.
在第八年的里面。
And this eighth month.
第八个月。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
主耶稣基督的名。
Go ahead and praise him a little.
我们一同的赞美他。
Go ahead and praise him a little.
一同赞美他。
Karamosaria barabosa katarama shanta labasinda. Kibo salabaya mantu rabosalabaya mantasinda kianda. And Father God, I have come this morning.
主啊，我们来到你的面前。
I have come this morning, Father.
今天我站在你的面前。
To place a prophetic decree upon your people.
我们要为你的子民发出一个先知性的宣告。
In this eighth year.
在这第八年里面
of the eighth month
第八个月的里面
of this third millennium
在这个开启那个千禧年的开
始 I declare and decree
我可以宣告
that you make new all things
你要叫一切事情更新
in the name of Jesus
奉主耶稣基督的名 Hallelujah
Karamosha labasanta labasina Thank you Lord
Hallelujah Jesus
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your people be blessed with the newness of God this morning in the name of Jesus.Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Karamoshantaraka talamasinda. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
Thank you, Lord, for everything that you're about to do.
谢谢主, 你要为我们做的事情。
Thank you, Lord, that there is new health for my brothers and sisters.
我们赞美你, 因为你要把好的健康赐给我们。
Thank you, Lord, that there are new financial resources in the name of Jesus.
有一个新的经济上的更新要
Father, thank you this morning.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
That every bondage is broken in the name of Jesus.
有一切的捆绑都要被捆绑。
Thank you, God, that we release this morning the newness of God.
让神更新的灵,
in the name of Jesus.
降在我们当中。
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a clap offering this morning.